He's an awesome God. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. Amen.
I want you to stand on your feet and just give God a praise. You know, I kind of feel like people have been going through. I really do. We're going through. People are going through now. Something, you know. Praise the Lord. But we need to learn how to praise God. We just got to praise him through this stuff. Because you can't change it. You might as well praise him on through there. You know, just give him some praise. Don't be thinking this cause you know, well, I don't go to church and I ain't really. No, God loves his people. God loves us. I'm telling you, I believe that scripture say, for God so loved. He didn't say God loved the world. He said he so loved. Good Lord. I got to look up that so in fact. I think I did one time. God so loved the world. He loves us all, everybody. And I just really appreciate the Lord this morning. And I thank the Lord. I adored this part of the Sunday school class that I heard. But, you know, I pray to bless you today because I know what it is to go through trials and different things and blah, blah, blah. I mean, ain't been where you've been, but I've been in enough. I think I've been one that fit me. Amen. I thank the Lord for 84 years of living. May the 8th. Whoopee. I thank the Lord I can still walk. You know, I praise God for that. Y'all care what y'all care if you don't like it. I was so glad. I said, Lord, I'm 84. I can walk. I ain't got no pains in my legs and this and that. I said, you've been good to me. Hallelujah. You've been good to me. Amen. So if I tell anything, I'll tell you that. God has been good to me. So when I sit up, you know, I be trying to keep myself company. Miss my honey. I really miss her. 66 years, a long time. And we was always together. Sometime at night, we talked to the next day. He had to go to work. I said, honey, you got to go to sleep. You know, you got to go to work. But we talked to the next day. But I just want to thank the Lord for my heart is feeling better. I may mention it, but my heart is much better. I feel much comforter. You know, Lord, so I'm going to be with you. You're going to be all right. I say, thank you. Praise the Lord. And he did. We had a wonderful day celebrating my 84th birthday. And I appreciate it. And one of the saints called me and said, girl, you looking good. I say, thank you. See, I say that was God. See, I ain't saying, because I am looking good. All right. Now, for 84, I am. Amen. I thank the Lord. I'm not ashamed to say it, sister, because it's God that has kept me. I say, it's God that has kept me. I know people younger than me can't even walk. It's God that has kept me. He kept me. He kept me because I did what he told me to do. Y'all think he gave me a meal. He gave me what because he told me what to do. And I did it. All right? See, because he tell you to get off coffee, get off sugar and all this kind of mess. You be fussing. But I'm going to tell you, look what it did for me. I'm 84. I bet I can beat all y'all walking. We get out to, tell them someone. We went out to where? The Botanical Garden, and I out walked on them. I said, come on, Lord, let's show them. When I was going, Tawana, she's so sweet. She's my sweetie. She said, y'all let Pastor sit down. I ain't tired, girl. Come on, let's. They back there trying to find somewhere to sit, and I'm walking. So I just want to thank God. I thank him. He's a wonderful God. He's real. Just serve him. He's worthy to be praised. All you got to do is serve. Well, you know, I ain't going to tell you when I fast. I ain't going to tell you how long I fast. I ain't going to tell you none of that because that's just me. But I'm going to tell you how good he been. God is a good God. If he kept you, he kept you. You feeling pretty good? It's him. Because the devil would like to see you laying stretched out somewhere. He knows he ain't got but a short time. That's right, Steve. The devil would like to run you crazy about things that you need. But I'm going to tell you, God, if you serve God, it's about scripture said he wouldn't withhold anything from you. And that's the truth. He will not withhold anything from you, any good thing. Praise the Lord. So if you're not, you know, just get in and serve him. You just listening. You've been standing in the, what you call that? Where people kind of stand in somewhere, don't get saved. It's kind of just, thank you, ma'am. come out the valley of decision and serve the Lord. Honey, don't you see the time? If you calling on him now, you can't get what you think about the next five or 6 years. Hey, tell me about it, gonna let the world last that long. People crazy. You don't look at the news. That's the first thing I cut on. Now, on Sunday, I try to get the ministers. But I look at the news every day. Y'all, maybe something wrong with that, but I do. I look at the news. I want to know what these crazy people doing. You know what I mean? Because when I approached the gap and said what he said, the country went whoop. See that? Y'all ain't even up with it. When he said what he said, I knew then our country was gone. When he said, put them two women together, that did it for me. I knew that then that God was going to judge us because we're supposed to know better. I ain't talking about people, the country, the president, the top of the country is us. When David sinned, God whooped Israel. You know, David had to go back and say, Lord, they ain't done nothing to you. You know, let me know. When the head do something, it affects the body. Did you let something happen to your head and see? Naturally so. It do something to your whole body. So the head getting bad up there, we need to, I don't know what we're going to do about this head, but we're going to pray. God have mercy. Then they talk about, well, I ain't going to say too much. Sure. We gonna pray for him that, hey. You got to get cut off. Yeah. I didn't want to say that now. I didn't say that. Yeah, we gonna cut that out. But I'm ready to serve the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm ready to finish my life, whatever you got for me to do. I ain't gonna be here forever. But I said, Lord, I pray that you let me finish what you called me to do. And that I stay the course. I said, Lord, I get to bed every night. So, Lord, I said, you said stay the course. I'm trying to do that. Then we got a lady here, you don't know, well, Tawana. She dreams godly dreams. And it's God shows her things about us. And we should have that in the church. We should have every gift we need in the church. Amen. And God can let older people lead you and help you. So you're not going to be nowhere by yourself in the church if the church got any Holy Spirit at all in it. I remember when we first opened this church, people would come in, you know, strange people, and they would say, I feel the Holy Ghost when I come in the church. And it was for the angel set back there. And I've been praying and said, y'all, I don't care what you believe. Because what I believe been working for me. I don't know about y'all. But I told the Lord, I said, God, you please forgive us and help us and put that angel back there again. We need him. We need him sitting right back there somewhere. And I would recognize it. Honest to goodness. I would go back there. I said, I don't want to sit on you. I was going to sit back. Sure. I believe God. I believe the things of God. If it ever happened one time, it'll happen again. And that's what I believe. And God has said things in this church that's supposed to happen. And if it don't happen, it's us. What he wants to do, and I just believe he wouldn't put this in my heart, he wants to help us. People need help, children of God. You know, it ain't just you coming to church. It's other folk. It's people that need help. And now where they going to go? The doctor got only so much of whatever, then they don't have to do stuff. They do the best they can, but they can only do the best they can. Now I hear them, they so far out now, I don't even listen no more. I said, Lord, they had me crazy like them. I'm going to stop listening to these people. What they going to do and how they going to take this and put that there and take that out here and put that? No, they're doing too much. And God is not going to allow it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So give the Lord another clap and we're going to start in the. Yes. You know what, Joe, every time I do that, I said, look at you, Lord. I'm telling you, Al was telling me that Dad said when they was building the church, they built this, most of this here. He said, no, don't put them steps up too high because Celeste have to walk up. What did he say? He said, don't put these steps up. He said, don't put them steps up. He was always taking care of. He said, don't put the steps up too high now because she had to walk up the steps. I thought that was cute. I didn't know he had said that. But God is good. Give him another clap. He's good. And I want to thank the Lord for my life. I had a good life. I did. You may be seated. I had a real good life. And I told Alice, I'm going to get a hold of get me a young women's class and teach them how to be women and let him teach them how to be men. Because it takes something to be a man. It takes something to be a woman of God. It takes something to be a woman of God. And so, I'll leave it there, because I may say too much. I want you to go over to Matthew. When God showed me this, I was reading, I said, good Lord. I've read the Bible through many times, but I don't know if I've ever seen this. Okay, Matthew, the 20th chapter. And I'm going to start reading it so we can get in there. I'm going to start with the 20th chapter, 29th verse. Father, I first thank you for giving me the opportunity to stand here. I do. I could say a lot, but this just to you. I just pray that you would bless your people. I pray, Lord, you let me speak as the Holy Spirit would direct me. And I pray we will all be blessed in Jesus' name. It's all you, Lord. I give you all the praise, all the glory. It's you. Let us start here, Matthew, I say 20 and 29. And as they departed from Jericho, let me say this too. I don't want to be flapping on. I've read the Bible many times, but I don't think I never read that. Have you ever went across the Bible and God up there and you say, I don't know if I ever read that. Because we can't take it all in. That's why we got to constantly read it. You can't take it all. It's just so much. This book is so much. You just cannot take all this book in. I'm telling you now. So you got to read it every day and whenever he tell you to. Amen. So he said, Jericho, a great multitude followed. And this just blew me. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they said they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, Lord, thou son of David. And this got me. And Jesus stood still. Much as I've read this Bible, I never read that scripture until last week. That it stuck. You know that. I say, Lord, you stood still. And Jesus stood. So I went through the other. He healed many, about four other blind people that's written that he healed. But I don't know if I never read enough scripture where he stood still. Now, he was stopped, but the Bible says Jesus stood still. And during this time, I was kind of going through a little lonely little period. And I said, Lord, if I call you and recognize who you are. See, he recognized that Jesus was the Messiah. When he said son of David, he recognized that Jesus was the son of God. If you know who he is, you leave this place, every battle from now on. When you call him, you're going to know who he is. When you call upon him, you got to know who you call him. And when you know that, he's going to come quickly to your rescue. Yes, and when I read that, it was like the Lord said, now, he just trying to open my mind, you know. And so when this man, the blind man said, Jesus, thou son of David, we recognize you as the one that's been promised to us. The Messiah, the man who's going to come and straighten things out, I recognize you. Now, they blind, can't see. But Jesus, he just really, I said, now, Lord, you see what these people want. You know, he'll ask people that are blind, he said, what you have me to do? Hey, he's looking at, obviously, that they blind. I said, okay, Lord, okay. So he kind of blows your mind sometimes. And the multitude rebuked him because they say they should hold their peace. People don't understand when you're talking about God. It's like he was saying in some ways what he was saying. People don't want to hear about God as a whole. I ain't going to say everybody now. But like if you in your neighborhood say, I'm going to go in my neighborhood and tell everybody about the Lord. There's going to be some people that's going to be busy, going to shut the door. Hallelujah. And ain't going to want to hear you. Because they go, oh, I don't want to hear that. You know, y'all talking about church. I don't want to hear that. And this is what they need to be hearing. But they don't believe that they need God. And so they cried out saying, have mercy on us, O Lord. These are the blind men now. And the multitude rebuked them, said, hush. And I'm going to tell you something now. People going to tell you to shut your mouth up. Just like he was kind of skating across that when he at Sunday school when he, y'all be teaching. Everybody don't want to hear what you got to say. Everybody's not going to be friendly and say, hey, yeah, man, tell me some more. If you meet a few of them on your way, that's great. You know, and I might have met a few on my way that say, tell me something, you know. And they'll stand and look when they, little women, you know, they'll say, you know. But as a whole, people don't want to hear it. They too down, they too disgusted, or whatever's wrong with them. The multitude rebuke them. They rebuke the blind men. But they cried out more. So if you're trying to get something, Lord, don't let nobody tell you how to do it. Look at this right here. They cried the more. And you got to recognize who he is. Saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. You are the promised one. You are the one that told us about. You are the one that Isaiah all have read about. And you are the one that's supposed to deliver us. You are our deliverer, our son of David. And when they said that, what did Jesus do? And you ain't going to read this in another scripture I tried to find. And he said, what will... And Jesus... I just see him walking, I just do. And the blind men crying, and the Bible say, Jesus stood still. I said, Lord, I've read this Bible. I know, you know, when the woman that, the issue of blood, he paid her some attention, but this just stood out and saying, Jesus stood still. So I was down last week, I was kind of going through my little thing, and I read, the Lord gave me to read this. And I said, Lord, I'm just standing still. And I call him the same way, Jesus, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. You ever said that? Well, y'all ain't never been down. Just keep on living. Praise God, keep living. You're going to get to the place. But what I'm trying to say is this. If you know who he is, you got to know who you're calling. You ain't got to know no famous name or nothing. But you just call him from your heart. And call up there at the right person. He gonna answer. He's waiting for. He want us to call upon him. He want us to depend upon him. And the Lord tell me, I'll be everything you let me be, Celeste. I'll be whatever you want me to be. I'll be, you don't have to feel lonely. I'll keep you company. I'll do whatever, and this is really the truth. And sometime Lonely told me that one of the kids called, I think it was Bridget and Jackie, she gonna call me. When the phone rang in the morning, I said, it's Jackie. You know, I don't even have to pick it up, I know who calling. Because she'll call me early morning. How you doing, mama? She gonna, all the kids love me, but she gonna call me. She gonna call me, and Gwen calls. I said, I don't know if it's Gwen or D, but I know Jackie be on her way to work. And she'll call me in the car, you know. Mama, you all right? You know, yeah. And that means a lot. It means a lot. But Jesus, we call him. He going to answer quicker than that. He's answered me. Lord have mercy. This trial is really, and I'm not the only one now. Come on. I ain't the good, my Lord. You know, it's a lot of women my age who had husbands left 20 years ago, you know. But I just want to thank him for being the company keeper and the person that I need at this time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no lonely feeling when Dad was here. I wasn't lonely. Or when the kids come over and be in my house everywhere. I'm not lonely. But when everybody get out the kitchen and they gone and then wash the dishes up and put them up, I'm there by myself. And the house gets bigger. It's already big, but then it grows. Look like ain't nothing but a house. And you be lonely. But he'll be your company keeper. He will, see, and here's another thing. See, by loneliness has a feeling. When people say lonely, it's a feeling in that lonely. It's not just a word. There's something comes along with that. But I have found him to take that something that comes along with loneliness away from my heart. help him. I said, "Woo, Jesus. It's so much, Clay, until I can't put a name on it, but he takes that loneliness away and I'm able to think better. You know, I'm able to think better." So the enemy tried to get me. And he said, "I know that was the devil. You know, you want to see Ernest again?" I said, "Ernest is not coming back here. I knew who that was. There ain't none of God. You know, I'll see him again in the resurrection. But no, I ain't want him laying over on this side of his bed. I want him to be wherever he is to stay." So don't be asking stuff, because the devil will mess you up. He will. You get to running your mouth and everything, but he will be that thing that make your heart lonely, make you, you know what I'm talking about. He'll feel that. He has filled everything in my heart. He's filled it. You know, I can live. I mean, I'm waking up. I want to live. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to every day get up. You know, I want to live. So when I read this, gave me this scripture, I opened the Bible there. I said, "Boy, I don't think I ever read that before." He said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." Hallelujah. What do you want? I want to see. I want to be fulfilled, Lord. And so instead of see, I want to be fulfilled. I want that house to be a house and not a tomb. I want to be where I walk through it and I'm happy. I got a song. You know what I'm saying? So I started saying, give me a song. And, you know, trying to do what I know to do as a Christian. You know what I'm saying? But when something is really in your heart, it's there until God moves it. It's there until God moves it. People can talk, "Well, you need to do so and so." That may not work for you. God got something that'll work for you. I said, God got something that will work for you. So I said, when Al and them come back over, I'm going to get them to pick my record player and put it up in my living room, you know, where I could play my records, you know. Yeah, put it up there beside the thing there. So I got it all together, Tawana. And then I seen Tawana, because Tawana came and stayed with me one night. And I seen her sitting beside me. She was comforting me. Thank you. So you must have been praying for me at that time. But you know, we all go through. Hallelujah. I said, we all go through. But I'm very, very blessed, because some people lose mates. I'm 80. How old am I? I'm 84. And you know, some people lose mates way before then. And you know what I'm saying? So you got to believe God. But that don't make your heart any different. You still feel the loneliness if you let it overtake you. And then I'll have somebody to call me, and I may say something about it. You're going to be all right. You know, it'll be the right person calling, and they'll tell me, you know, and, you know, you're going to be okay. We praying for you. You're going to be fine. Yeah, you're going to be fine. Here's another thing, children. When God puts somebody on your heart, call them. Don't wash another dish. Don't put another towel in the thing. Go and call them. You never know where they are. Especially a child of God. We are going through now. You hear me what I'm saying? And if Satan can't hit you one place, he'll get you another. And you know, he ain't gonna hit your where you strong at. He gonna get you where you weak at. So I just really want to thank the Lord this morning for all of you, all your prayers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he said, "Lord, show me that too." He's Jesus, thy son of David. He recognizing the Lord as the Messiah. You know, when he said Jesus, thy son of David, he was recognizing Jesus as being the one that was said that was supposed to come. So I know you the one that I need, Lord. I know that you the one I need. I don't need nobody else. I don't need my friends to try to, you know, say, "Oh, you're going to be okay. You know, it's okay." You don't know whether I'm going to be okay or not. You ain't never been where I've been. You know what I'm saying? But nobody knows how you feel. I can be, you know, and here's something else. Thank you, Lord. You that's going through, and Christians I'm talking about now, and know Jesus. Do you know you can help somebody else? If you go through a trial and, you know, you can't, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. God has a plan. Because somebody else going to go through the very thing you going through. And you can't help nobody if you ain't, not really. you can suppose. But if you've been through that thing, then you can help somebody else. You can help because they know that you're talking about somebody who had experience. Hallelujah. So when he called Jesus, he knew Jesus was the coming Messiah. He said, "Thou Son of God." He knew that he was the coming Messiah, the one that was talked about in Isaiah all back in the prophets. Amen. I want to thank Jesus today, honestly, I do. I want to thank him for what he doing in my life, what I see him doing in other Christians' lives. Praise the Lord. I want to thank him because he's a good God. And he knows what you need. He knows. See, you may not need this or that. You know what I mean? You may not need it, but I do. And he don't look at me and say, "Well, I'm going to give her what I gave her." No. His gifts are different in every case because we are different people. And so when he give you something, it's going to be just for you. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. I can't help but praise him because he just been so real and so good. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing that I just read about. It's something now that I've experienced. I can tell somebody without, you know, slipping around. Blah, blah, blah. No, I can tell you that he'll be everything that you need. Hallelujah. And you young women or old women or middle-sized women that has lost a loved one and is bothering you, I want you to tell you, lean on him. Call him Jesus, thou Son of David. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon my loneliness. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Let me be able to sleep. I don't want to stay walk all night, you know, think about something I can't do nothing with. And any other thing you got in your life, that could apply to anything. To you. I know you've done that, though. And he'll come. Just let him know you know who he is. Yes, sir. I tell you, it ain't nobody like him. It just ain't. I've known him for a little. I was baptized when I was 7. 7 years old. I was baptized. And if I tell you my life story, you sit there like one of my daughters. I never told her. I don't tell too many people my life story. I got a life story that will rival a book. You would just be, I was telling her, I don't know why I thought to tell Steph. She's the only one. I don't even think I've told the other girls. But she sit there dumbfounded. She didn't say, "Well, I must have talked to her," and she sat there. You know, I met the Lord when I was 7. Here's another thing. I preached this tomorrow. If we open these altars, if somebody 3 years old stumble up here, don't you dare move them. If 3-year-old kid stumble to this altar to be saved, don't you dare interfere and tell them, "Go sit down." Don't you dare do that. Unless they're going to tear up something. That's different. What I'm talking about, but stumble up here when we make an altar call to be saved. Hallelujah. Because God saves the little ones. God will take care of them. See, you don't know what they're going to go through in life. They may go through something they're going to need a little extra something. And so I needed a little extra something in my life because the devil was after me ever since I was old enough to know. Praise the Lord. I had forget about that. But God kept me. You hear me? God kept me. He'll keep you from everything. You can be in a pit of sin, and God will make sure you don't get dirty. He'll keep you. I know what I'm talking about, D. God has kept me. And I sit up, "Lord, no, I'm done." When I get to, I say, "Oh, God, you did have kept me. Oh, God, hallelujah, you kept me." I preach in the house. I preach in, hallelujah. I say, "Lord, I want to praise you. I want to praise you all the time. I don't want to have to just wait until something good happened and praise you. I want to praise you now for keeping me. You remember so-and-so and how I got a so-and-so. I go way back when I was 8 years old that I can remember something I could have got into. I say, "But you kept me." And then I go to praise them again. "You kept me from that. You kept me from this." Because my parents were not saved. I was raised in Black Bottom of Detroit, they called it. Bush's Brewery, the Brewery Company, that's down in there. What's his name? It's still, that brewery is still open. They was on one side of my street, and Wonder Bread was on the other. And then the foundry was next to that where my dad worked, where they poured steel, melted and poured it. You never seen it look like hell. They poured, and my dad got his eye hurt when they poured the steel. He worked at the steel mill. And he kept me. I said, Jesus kept me. Hallelujah. You know, I think most of us that young, especially me, hallelujah, we were poor. That's what you say, poor, yeah. But doing by me living next to the bread company, the one that's blue and white, Wonder Bread, I got a bread for 10 cents a loaf. Yeah, bread, 10 cents a loaf, yeah. Amen. So I'd have 10 cents, you know, I'd have 10 cents. And I ain't gonna tell you my whole life story. It's very interesting, though. Very. I thought one of the brothers told me, "Why don't you write?" I said, "I don't know. I don't feel like writing." But God has been good to me, and I'm sure He's been good to you too. I know He's taken you out of things that, listen, you didn't just by chance get out. You didn't just get, listen. When that thing happened to you, you didn't just get by just. No, God brought you out. Hallelujah. When you get into things that you know, hallelujah, that you could have got raped, or you could have got this, or you could have got that, and God moved, it was God that brought you out. It was the angels that kept you. So you need to give Him some praise. And maybe that'll take all the other junk out your mind. So D, when I'm feeling trying to want to, oh, I'm much better, D. Mama, much better. I'd put that on that devil. I said, Lord, you remember when you did such and such a thing? I don't forget when you did thus and thing. I don't remember. Hallelujah. Some things y'all don't know. I ain't gonna tell you either. I mean, I know it's a God in heaven. I know He keep you. Hallelujah. He'll keep you. So I'm telling you, young your kids, don't look at their age. If they stumble up here to the, let them get under the care. Because you're their parents, He'll keep you. But I believe because I went to the altar young. I was baptized when I was 7. I really believe that God kept me for that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because my parents didn't know nothing. But then I think back how God sent me to my sanctified auntie. She'll whip your tail, but you know, and I mean, them people, ooh, let's have that again. Then she had 2 switches that she named again. And she kept them behind the door. The door that went to the kitchen. So you did right, because when she headed toward that door, and she was ambidextrous, whatever you call it. Ambidextrous. She put one in one hand and one in the other and tear your tail up. Now, she didn't wait to whoop you all the time. She didn't do that all the time. You had to do something, you know, worth a whooping, you know. Praise the Lord. But I just wanted, I told her when she got old, I told her one time, she was so strict. I said, I hate you. Ooh, that bothered me so bad. So after I got grown and went back home, she's an old lady. And I kissed her head. I said, woman, I love you. Because she disciplined. She gave me what I needed to do life. I wouldn't have did life, you know, like I did it if I didn't have the teacher from Amen. She told us right from wrong. She kept us from doing the things that we know we shouldn't do. Praise the Lord. I just want to, you know, and a lot of times I just sit up and I say, Lord, thank you for my aunt. Thank you that she taught me the ways of God. Because that's all my parents weren't saved. You know, they weren't saved, and I can't remember nothing they said about the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But she kept me. And I thank God for looking down. Then I thought, how wonderful God is. That He gave me somebody in my family that when we needed to go, He sent us there. So I'm thank you. We thought she's the meanest woman ever lived. What did he say she was? She tear your tail up, I tell you that. You gonna do what's right. But I'm telling you, I kissed her. I said, I thank you. I thanked her. Yeah, before she passed, I thanked her. And you know, because I look back and see, she was just doing it for my good. She wasn't just whooping me because she wanted to whoop me. Yeah. Please. I just, you know, don't y'all thank God for them old folks. You know, I know we can't bring them back up, but thank God for them old folks. Them people kept us. You wouldn't have known about loud until your grandmama or your granddaddy taught you something. How your parents were sometimes, mine wasn't saved. I don't know about y'all. My parents wasn't saved. You see what I'm saying? So what you got ain't so-and-so or sister so-and-so at the church. Or you, look how much God loved us, girl. He didn't have to send sister so-and-so to tell us nothing. He didn't have to tell ain't, we didn't have to run into ain't nobody to tell us nothing. Praise the Lord. And you didn't like her either because she always was in your business. After you got grown, you see what was going on. Hallelujah. You finally grew up and feel like, well, she was just trying to help me. I just thank God for the old people that's tried to help me. I thank God for the old saints who talked to me. Praise. I thank the Lord for that. I do. I say, Lord, I thank you for that. Praise the Lord, because I don't know where I'd be. I'd have got in a whole lot of stuff. I know. I really know that because, like I said, where I lived, it was... The police was there every Friday. Yeah. Because this man would whoop his wife. It's tickling me so bad. So they came there one Friday. You know, and the police was whooping and she jumped on the police. That's the kind of neighborhood I lived in. You think you live somewhere? Oh, shoot. I hear people say, I blood. I say, I just listen. I say, y'all let me get my low down where I came from, Lord. But look at here what God has done. God has kept me. Ain't it good? You all get nothing, ain't women. Oh, by the way, you know, I'm still going to get that women thing going. Yeah. These are going to be the best women in the world to come from this church. They're going to know how to treat their husband. They're going to know they got to cook. They're going to be women. Indeed. I'm going to get some women indeed. Y'all going to have fun. It's fun to be a homemaker. You got to teach them. You know, I got women. We had something. We used to have stuff to church, you know. So, and I make a, what's this thing I make? Cookies. Tea cakes. I make tea cakes. We had a restaurant, by the way. So I make tea cakes, you know. And you know, most people up here don't know what a tea cake is. You know? And so I make tea cakes. So this girl was in the line. She came back. She said, "Ooh, man, these are good." I said, "You like them? Yeah. Want me to teach you?" "Oh, you're going to teach me how to make tea cakes?" So it's people that want to learn. People her age. It's people that don't mind being, you know, somebody teaching them something. Amen. Because, Clay, you know, Dad was here. He'd teach these men, teach you how to drive a tractor. He'll teach you how to plant a garden. He'll teach you how to pull up a potato row because you can't put everything in the same hole. You know, you plant potatoes, you got to pull up a mound and put them in there. You know, so the other thing, you can pull this down. I think people want to learn how to do things. And he done sure taught you. And Clay had been right behind me. He might been hanging on to the fence, but he's been there. Yeah. Now, Dad was a little impatient, but he wants you to listen to what he's doing. But, you know, he probably went out there and helped. He'd have had your trailer fixed. That's the kind of person he was. He'd have your trailer fixed. So we miss him, but now we are doing. Listen, now we got to jump in here and fit in wherever they fit it. Pray, because, see, y'all done had some good training, some good people in your lives, so we got to finish it up now. Revival Center got to be somewhere people can talk about. Girl, have you heard about Revival Center? It was a lady that came to our church. She didn't tell you about this. So she came and she went around to the church. The Baptist church around there. Because they told her the church was on this street, but she got kind of lost and everything. So they tried to get her to say, she said, "Nope, I'm going to that church around there. It's a woman pastor. Her name Miss Davis or something. I want to go to that church." So I just thank the Lord for that. That's the way it's going to be. Praise the Lord. If they get us mixed up with anybody, it's going to be, I'm going to go to that church where the Lord is moving. I'm going to go to that church where, praise, they can pray for me. I want to go to that church where I can talk to somebody about my kids. I want to go to that church where I can learn to do something. I want to go to that church. That's what's coming up, because as long as I live in this body, Lord, keep me, y'all should not, we going to make a change. I'm going to get these young women in here, sister. You know, they love me, especially Keisha. Keisha loves me. She come up, oh, Sister Davis, she loves me. I thought to myself, I don't know how you gonna love me when I get on you here. But I'll receive it now. So y'all that can't make an apple pie, you're gonna know it when Sister Dave, before Sister Davis died. We're gonna have a young people service. I'm gonna get these young, this is what my heart is saying. I'm gonna get these young people in here, teach them how to cook, Gwen. You know, you can throw down, so you might have to be in helping me. But what they got to learn, it's young people can't even cook an egg. Married. Can't cook their husband's breakfast. Don't know if they should cook their husband's breakfast. We women got to get back, and I think if we slide back in our roles, I believe that the men will pick up. Because they are going to be teaching them, see. And I'm going to be honed on these women, honey. Yeah, yeah. We gonna get together here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus, our Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy upon this church, God. Have mercy upon this, all of us in here. Have mercy. Help us to do some things that we know we should do, God. Bring us into another place. Take us up to another step. We don't want to be the same. We say this every year, and we end up at the end of the year saying the same thing. But this ain't going to be. It ain't going to be. We gonna, whatever the Lord tell me to do, y'all be ashamed if y'all don't do it. To ask Tawana, because I cannot walk all you. So we're going to walk through these people, and we're going to make some flyers and get out and invite them in. They don't even know we're here. You know? What's the place, what's the name of the place you live at, sister? Hidden Valley. There's some people, and let me tell you something. I done made, is the woman still over there, Kathy? Okay. Well, see, me and Kathy's okay. Because, see, I go to the head. I am Sister Davis. How you doing? Do you want me to bring some over here Christmas for your kids? Oh, yeah. So we going. Let me see who'll be willing to go. Somebody was asking me about going. You know, so we want to, I don't want no long, look, I don't want you to have a long flyer that people take a day, a week to read. Just put in there the main things about the church. You know what I'm saying? And put the phone number they call, because they can call me anytime if they can get on that crazy phone. Amen. But it's time to make a change. You know, if you see that things are not working, then you change it. You know, you look and see what you made a mistake, and you change it. You don't just keep going the same old way. I'm just not the kind of person, if I see something ain't working, I'm going to, what in the world, what come they ain't working? So you got to change it. So we're going to change. She, Selena, all for us, she just smiling. I love it. I love it. We're going to change. We're going to get up here and work. We don't have people supposing. No, we're going to change it. And I've been asking the Lord to help me. You know, help me. As the leader, help me, God, help me. I goes here first. I don't be talking, that one didn't do nothing. No, me first. Work on me. Tell me what to do. Show me how to stay the course. If he had never told me to stay the course, I'd give up. But because he told me to stay the course, I know he ain't ready for me to give up. So I ain't giving up. So I'm sorry, here I is. And y'all gonna get out here, we gonna go over to Hidden Valley. Before sister come, what's her name? Sister Harvest come, we gonna pass our flyers and invite people in. It's gonna either be, I say what you said, the last of the month. What you think? Yeah, okay, well, anybody going anywhere in June, the 1st of June? The last of June. Okay, so then I'll have her to come. If she do nothing, let me focus. I'm gonna call her today because I told her I will call her back. She's gonna come here. Oh, you in for a treat. Woo! This woman can preach. She's an evangelist. I've been knowing her for years, and they come to our church once a year to, you know, because I believe that all those gifts bring the saints into perfection, so I try to have all those gifts in the church. I try to know those kind of people to bring them into the church. So she'll be here. She waiting on me to call. She'll be here the 1st or the last of June? Okay, that's what I want to know. She can't come the first of June. No, that'd just be too close. She got to come the last now. You know, if she comes to you. So is the last of June going to be okay with you all? It'd be Saturday and Sunday. Did she say Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Yeah, okay. To come that far, yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'd be a 3-day revival. And you will love it. When you be gone? Yeah, because people live, they do go off and I want you all to hear her. Absolutely. You know, I want you all to hear her because we love her. We know her. See, it's not down when she should come. I don't have it down. Because, let's see. Huh? You want to end of July? Will y'all be here then? What about the 1st of July? Well, they're going off the last of June. She can only come certain times. She's, you know, because other people don't. See, she is great. So she got a schedule where she goes. She's anointed. She's a wonderful woman of God. We've had some good people in this church, and I try to do that. Yeah, you know, you might have seen her, Sister Marilyn Harvey. Yeah, she comes every year. She comes every year, and Brother David comes every year. So he'll come like in the fall. So I'll talk to him now, and he'll tell me it'll be a fall time when he comes. Huh? I'll ask her. Now that's the 4th. Don't let the 4th be in there now. Okay, then. The 2nd week in July, I'll call her today when I get home. I'll call her and ask, can she come the 2nd week in July? Yeah. She just smiling to come. Because she comes every year, you know. So she wants to come. She's looking for y'all. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when COVID, nobody came nowhere, you know. Yeah, so except for that, but after she came, 15th and the 16th of July. 8th and the 9th of what? I better call her today because, you know, they have her booked up, baby. I have to get hold to her before other folks get hold to her. Because she blesses this, all the saints that she know in this, you know. Okay, now July the 8th and the 9th. Okay. July 8th and 9th, how about that? July 8th and 9th? July 8th and 9th? July 8th and 9th? Okay. We'll try that, Alan, see if she comes July 8th and 9th. Because she was saying that, she got her and Brother David and got together doing something. And when is it? June 10th. Okay, so June is out anyway. Yeah, well, let's go. We'll worry about June. July what now? Okay, write that down for me tomorrow, July 8th and 9th. And I'll ask about that. Then I'll tell you all. 8th and 9th going to be okay with you all? You? Clay? D? 8th and 9th for you, Gwen? Huh? Yeah, okay. How about you, sis? Okay, you going to be okay with that? Okay, I think I'll try. Then I'll call her today and ask about it. Yeah, I'll wait till I think she's out of church. Yeah, she's a really a woman of God. She would really bless you. Hallelujah. We pray to ask God, whoever come in this church and get behind that pulpit, they'll bless you. Y'all been knowing me for years. I can't help it. This is where I am. If they get behind this pulpit, they going to be what I feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to know them, and I'm going to be, I don't invite too many strangers. I don't, you know. Now, you may come and tell me about some brother because somebody did that. It was a young brother. He was good, too. Y'all remember this young buck? He came from down somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. When sister was here. What was her name? Jonathan. He was good. So, you know, it's like something like, if I know you, and I've been knowing this lady, this is a Christian, Sister Chris, and she told me about it. So I got a wonderful young buck to come and be a blessing. He was. He was really a blessing. He was young. I don't know. He was like what, in his 20s or, yeah. Huh? And he was real young, yeah. So, God bless all of you. Thank you all for your prayers and for your love, especially. Love has a feeling. Y'all were thinking love has a feeling. It has. It has. And I want to thank you all for praying for us. And hold in here. The church is going to go. You know, don't get discouraged. Believe God's word. If he says it's going to do something, then believe it. Don't look at what you see. Well, ain't nothing. Come on here. Look at what's been said through the women and the men of God. Praise the Lord and believe it. Amen. So let us stand now. Anything else, Al? Anything else need to be said or done? How you feel, Savannah? You're not feeling too well? Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll pray with you. Yeah. It's something that you can't talk about. You want us just to pray with you? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to pray about that, what that is. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Y'all pray for my strength in the Lord that I would do the right thing and hear God. Because I never told nobody about my fast, but I used to fast a lot, but I can't do that now. You know, I know I'm old. I can't, my body won't take it. You know, I just can't. 40 days was nothing for me. If he said he got him to church and say he fasts 15 days, I'm going to fast. Because I feel like if he fasts 15 days, I can fast 15 days. That's the way I was. I'm stupid. You know, but God sure enough, he sure enough blessed me. He did. Because he knew I did it to love him. So just pray that the Lord will bless us all, you know, and have some sense. I know that these things that we're going to come up against come only by fasting and prayer. We've had some things come in this church. I know it's going to take some fasting to move some things, okay? But don't fast unless God leads you into a fast. You ain't got to tell nobody. Just let God lead you into a fast. You know what I'm saying? Let him lead you. Let him guide you into it. That's the way he used me. You know, I fasted sometimes 40 days. The saints won't even know I'm fasting. But they tell the way, you know, the God used you. Also, they must be fasting. But I think that should be between you and the Lord. And so, anything else? I'm glad to see. You know, that's my brother-in-law. You know that, right? Yeah. Yeah, he favors husband a little bit. He's the baby. He's the little baby. They worked in the same thing, though. They did worked in building houses and stuff. Yeah. Anything else? Anybody got anything to say? Phobie, all right. Anything you... Oh, and we will be going out. Let me see you all that don't mind going out. Huh? Yeah, we're going to pass out flyers. Yeah. We're going to just suppose. And we're going to let him do it all. Though he's going to put it on the radio, but the people don't even listen to the radio. So. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if there's nothing more, let us lift our heads to the Lord, our hearts. Praise the Lord. Let us honor him in praise and just tell him to help us through the week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Help us and give us love unfeigned. Give us for each one another first. Love that's unfeigned and real. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you for how you have kept me. I thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, you keep it will not be something I flaunt, but that it will help your people. Because I do know that food it's got to be done right, you know, and I don't want to get overly or nothing. But I just pray that you would keep me by your spirit and your power. Lord, keep blessing Al and Brother Joe because the word was good. And the word is good. It feeds our soul and feeds our body, too. And so I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord keep you from all evil this week is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.